Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Charlie Fusco is our guest and a great member of our brain trust, author, speaker, entrepreneur, an award-winning marketing strategist. Charlie, I need your website. I need the title of your books, too.
Website is synergix.com, synergix.com. And I've got two books. One is called Brains, Boobs, and Balls, Lessons for Female Entrepreneurs, and the other one is A New Breed of Shark.
All right, so check those out, and tell us what you do for your customers.
Well, I have three kinds of customers. I have a customer who's got a product, and they want to sell it direct to consumer. So they want an infomercial or a radio campaign or a direct mail piece, and we do that from soup to nuts. We tell them what the marketing story is, how to price it. We give them the 800 number.
And then tell us the other two.
So the other two is we build celebrity brands. So if you're an influencer or you're a YouTube celebrity, you come to us and we tell you how to take your audience and your celebrity brand and productize it.
All right.
And then the third one, which we're real excited about, is we build authors up, so thought leaders and authors. My business partner, as of new, we've put 89 books in a row on the bestseller list.
Wow, congratulations.
And, yeah, it's a hard work. Talk about rules changing. That's been an industry that changed.
Right. Good
but what we do is we take authors and we show them how to get their message out there, how to pre-sell books, how to build an online platform. And
so in the process of doing all that, you've discovered that the marketplace, the way the marketplace behaves, the rules of the marketplace have changed from when you started your business 20 something years ago. Tell us about that conversion and where you think things are and where they're going.
Yeah, well, you know, when I started my business, there wasn't really the internet. And so when somebody would order a product, they'd call up and they'd see something on TV and call the number. We would sometimes have to wait for them to mail in a check. And then we would say 4 to 6 weeks for delivery, and people were excited about that.
Oh, boy, that was a nice trip down memory lane, wasn't it?
Right. We would get orders faxed to us. So if anyone's listening, we'd wait for the fax order to
come in. Okay, now, millennials, a fax machine is a thing that you laid a piece of paper on. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, they don't know. Now, yesterday, though, I was reading an article about Target. And Target just went and purchased a transportation company in San Francisco called Grand Junction. Well, why would they do that? Because they're going after Amazon Prime and wanting to increase their rate of delivery and how fast they get products to customers. Mm-hmm. So now you've got Walmart and Amazon promising customers same-day delivery. Mm-hmm. You know, you've heard all the crazy things about Amazon drones. And,
eventually,
you know, kind of
eventually, somebody will knock on your door, and you'll walk in there, and they'll say, here's your package. You say, I didn't order it. And they'll say, well, wait a minute. And then you'll stand there and you'll say, oh, yeah, I think I want that. It'll
right,
be
right.
on your doorstep two minutes before
exactly.
you thought you needed it.
So what I was so struck by that article at Target is, you know, here's these big, huge groups, right? Like if you're a small business owner, you don't put Walmart, Target, Amazon in the same sentence with your business.
That's right.
But here's Target chasing Amazon for faster delivery.
Mm-hmm.
You literally can't even wait for the next day. It has to be same day now. And so when there's no rules in that anymore, they're now going and buying transportation companies. When they started Target, that wasn't their rule set. Their rule set was how to design aisles in a way that increased shopper experience and shopper lifetime customer value. So in small business, we're seeing the same thing. You know, when people got really big on Amazon about 5 years ago, all these Amazon entrepreneurs popped up, and they were selling things on Amazon. And they were laughing all the way to the bank, you know, making hundreds of thousands of dollars.
So what do these new rules mean for small business, do you think?
Small business really needs to understand that the really only rule that exists, in my opinion, in business is keep the customer happy. That's it. And then you need to look at your business and say, what rules do I have in place or do I think I'm following that violate that? And for Target, it's speed of delivery. But if you are a small business owner, whether you're running a restaurant or you're selling handmade purses on Etsy, you really need to ask yourself, do I have, even in the payment processing, I have a lot of small business owners that use PayPal exclusively.
Right.
Well, if people don't want to use PayPal, they're leaving you. They're going
to another
customer.
That's right. You're losing somebody. You're irrelevant to those other people.
If you're an online marketer and say, well, I don't need to use television, radio, or print or traditional marketing because I'm online, wrong. The rules of algorithms online have changed. Even for book authors and speakers, the way that you would get PR picked up in the last few decades is way different now. There's not as much free PR out there.
Right.
So even the New York Times bestseller list, who's had a standard set of rules for years on how a book qualifies to make a bestseller list, in February, they issued new rules. And the rules had everything to do with the way your social media appears.
Right.
So the one thing I love, Jim, and maybe you hear this, is I will interview a new company to do their product marketing. And, you know, I'll talk about me coming up in the business. If sometimes I'm talking to a business owner who's maybe 50-plus years old, and they'll say to me, I don't do that social media stuff. My company does regular marketing.
That's the voice of a Tyrannosaurus Rex, ladies and gentlemen.
Right, right. And so if your rule set is, we're going to do it the way we've always been doing it, or, you know, we're going to keep our pricing the same, which is another big thing.
This is where you buy that person the book, Who Moved My Cheese?
Exactly. But I will tell you, it's not about changing your business model. It's not about doing something totally different. It's simply about identifying what your core value is to your customer, what makes them happy. Then looking around you and saying, well, what is my competition doing? Just slightly different, slightly better.
Right.
And how can I change the rules?
But more Charlie, more focus on what is your customer doing than what your competition is doing. I'd rather focus on
And earlier, okay.
I got to wrap it up. You got more to teach us. Will you come back soon?
Absolutely.
I need your website quickly, please.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.